Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and we're ready for the big one here. Apparently, the big one is on its way, Jennifer.
Can you guys just tell me you love me now, just in case I'm not here tomorrow?
We love you.
Right. We love you, Jennifer. Yes, we do. So the news media is full of speculation about the preparation going on for the mega quake.
And I'm in real trouble. I'm going to be honest with you.
How's that?
My friend who is Mormon.
No, Mormon. Don't be honest with us. Come on, tell us something. I don't want you to be honest.
I'm going to lie to you. My friend who's a Mormon took me to the, you know, the emergency supply store.
What's this is an important part
you
of
you know, like the survivor store.
That your friend is a Mormon? Is that,
wait a minute.
That place into the story?
Kind of. Well, no, I love her. I think they prepare better than the rest of us. The Mormon faith prepares better than the rest of us disaster. They can stuff and they, you know, it's
so there's a disaster store near you?
Oh, yes. In my neighborhood, yes. They're every block.
It's so funny because...
Welcome to Southern California.
The way she said, oh, so you know how there's like a disaster store in every corner? Like it's the dollar store?
But I was so overwhelmed.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is. It's a thing. It's called SOS Survival Store. And so I went in and I was so overwhelmed by the choices. And she had gotten me a gift card. So I had like, I don't know.
You can go
gift cards to the survival store.
You can go natural. You can go GMO. Whatever you want for your survival
store. So I was so overwhelmed. It's like me going into Home Depot. I just get kind of like, my eyes get real big. My pupils are even more dilated than they are after my eye injury. Like I'm just... And the only thing I ended up with was a poop bucket and a silver blanket.
Hey. Poop bucket?
They have buckets that actually have a toilet lid on top of them. So you put like a plastic bag in them. You do your business.
You're going into a survival hole. You think there's going to be a toilet that in the survival
hole? Wait, why
holes?
Is that the first item that you would need?
Because it's going to happen. And I'm not digging a hole when it does.
So like your toilet in your house just is going to stop working?
Well, if the house doesn't exist, like if it's a big earthquake.
Oh, so we're talking total Armageddon, then you have your
poop
bucket.
Like if I'm on my spare lot with my silver blanket and a poop bucket, come and bring some canned food because I don't have any of that.
All of a sudden, the news media on the West Coast is full of these simulations and news about a 9.0 magna quake that'll come along the Cascadia subduction zone, which is basically a San Andreas fault. So this massive earthquake... Will, you know, people laugh about California will be floating off into the sea someplace. But these things occur, if you look back in seismological history, how about that for a word? Go back 400-600 years, and you'll see that there were a series of huge earthquakes in what now is California. And it's time for, supposedly, according to the seismologists, the region is overdue. For one of these things, the big bang, the big blow, the big boom. I better hurry up and sell my house on the beach because I'm allowed to be there pretty soon. Right?
Well, maybe you'll have an island. You could be on what's now the new California Hawaii type situation.
So, how do I get there? You're going to help me get there? I don't know. How do I get there?
We can row. We can float on my poop
It's good
bucket.
For you.
SUP. Everybody does it out in California.
I have an important question, though, that hasn't been answered. Could I have gone to college to become a seismogungalist?
Yes. Okay.
I actually took an earthquake class from the seismogungalist who you see on TV all the time, Kate Hutton. She works for Caltech. And so anytime there's a big earthquake, the news media always brings her out and she talks about it. And she actually made me less afraid of earthquakes. So I thank her for that because there's really nothing you can do other than be prepared. But you can feel the different pieces of the earthquake, it's primary and secondary waves. And the P waves start really jagged and then the secondary waves are the ones that roll out. So that kind of helps when you're in an earthquake to digest the pieces of it. But yeah, the news around here has been that this fault is locked and loaded, which it has been for years and years and years. And they're saying it's just a matter of time. And now the governor here, Dougie, Governor Brown, has just spent $10 million to put in a seismic warning system that's going to give you a big...
Money?
a big whopping 60-second notice.
Whoa, good for him.
Which I'd prefer not to even have, to be honest. Right. Or you don't like to, when I say that, to lie to you. I wouldn't
okay,
even
well,
want the 60
you'll
seconds.
All be happy to know that the fantastic success of the last movie The Rock was in called San Andreas.
Yeah.
They're doing a sequel to it, San Andreas Part 2.
The Aftershock.
Sure. Yeah, right. So San Francisco's already been destroyed. I'm not sure what they're going to destroy the next time. But that movie made so much money, they had to come up with some sequel to it, so... The Rock was
way better than I thought. I watched it on an airplane.
It was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Typical stuff from The Rock, which you'd expect anyway. So we've talked about the disaster of the earthquake. We've talked about the disaster that may happen because of the new mosquito that's going to eat the Zika virus. We got GMO weeds now that are a problem because the era of the super weed is upon us. It's not the stuff you smoke. And to cap off all of the disaster news, the people who are in the bee business, like honeybee business, are really distraught because the problems with bees dying is getting so bad that beekeepers are finding themselves victims of theft, especially in California, where the bee community is having a big boom because they're growing and breeding bees there, and then they're selling them, distributing them all around the country. The bee rustler. Remember the old days, the cowboy movies, the cattle rustlers? Now they're bee rustlers. And because we're in the height of the pollination season right now, around California, every night there have been break-ins into bee yards, and these guys are stealing hives. They better be dressed for it, I guess.
Yeah.
That'd be one thing. But the farmers, most people don't realize how the food supply is completely dependent. It's another one of those Mother Nature things that a lot of people don't understand. We would have no food, zero, none, nothing to eat were it not for bees. Do you realize that? There would be nothing because the things that the animals eat, if you eat animals, are grown because bees pollinate the crops.
Yep.
The bees go to the places they spray to do their pollination thing. The best example I can come up with is the silk of the corn stalk. That's how the corn, that's how the ear develops. And the bees do their thing. And if they're doing it on top of some kind of spray and they carry that spray around or it gets to them, it kills them. What do you got left?
Well, I think
nothing.
It seems super
death.
Obvious, but I think people really don't realize that, like,
no, they don't.
These things that are sprayed to kill some things, like it's not just towards one thing. Like, I've read a story the other day of a woman who was upset because she had her trees sprayed to kill caterpillars, and then was upset when other, you know, like the birds weren't in the trees anymore. Aww. Or butterflies were gone. Well, what do you think is going to happen when right. you not only get rid of their source of food, but like this stuff is toxic, and if it's toxic to caterpillars, it's going to be toxic to other things in nature. And I think people just don't realize that, even though it seems so common sense and obvious.
Well, there are those who will tell you that there are engineering things, like the best example is today, the mosquitoes that eat the virus, the larvae of the Zika mosquito. But, you know, sometimes the stuff that you think is going to work, when you put it out in the field, it does something entirely different than what they have planned that it will do. And that's the stuff to look out for. In the world of biochemistry, you'll all be happy to know as you wake up this morning that there are a bunch of modified mosquitoes that have been let loose in the Florida Keys. Those of you listening on the Marathon station down there, this is a product of a British pharmaceutical company called Oxitec. They have genetically modified mosquitoes. Hmm. And these mosquitoes supposedly will only eat the larva from mosquitoes that will spread the Zika virus.
Do they look like Terminator mosquitoes? Is that how we can tell them apart? Or
yeah, like little robots.
Yeah.
How in the world does your mind explode when you think that somebody was able to create through a laboratory a way of
a laboratory if you're not fancy.
Breeding, going to the laboratory to breed a mosquito.
Oh, sorry.
A mosquito that will eat the larvae of other mosquitoes that are
bad. What if they go wrong, though? And then we have some angry robot mosquitoes out there.
Right. That's
people don't know what happens. Apparently, only the females bite humans. So they say there's only like a 0.01% chance that females would be released. But if they are released and they bite you, that's another question that the residents down in the Keys are wondering, like, what happens?
Yeah. Wow. Or the residents anyplace. This is being used in South America as well. But they're trying it first down in the Keys.
So I learned something yesterday.
Did you? Only one thing?
Well, yeah, actually. I learned I need a vacation. And then I learned...
You just had a vacation. You've been on your bed for 3 weeks.
Laying flat on my side going blind was not a vacation. I mean, thank you for your sympathy, sir. Jeez-o-pizo.
I've been very sympathetic. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dripping with sympathy. But anyway, I learned that if a mosquito bites, if a Zika infested mosquito bites a human, we know that you can be infected with the Zika virus. But did you know what happens if they bite a dog?
No.
Heartworm.
No.
Really?
It's the same carrier. Yeah. So if you have to think about protecting your dog too from Zika virus, because it's the same, whatever they carry gives your pets heartworm.
Most of the people that I know give their dogs heartworm pills anyway, because there are all kinds of other things around. So if you do that, but I didn't know that. So now we all know it, and we're all smarter because of Jennifer. Hooray! Yay! Yay. In a moment, Robin Wright puts her foot down. That's next on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Local girl is smoking.
Hi, I'm Robin. Sat right in front of police officers and just burned the back wheel off.
The get out of jail ticket. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. My man.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping, rated R.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Brock and Robin.
Been pulled over. Sat right in front of beach police officers and just burned the back wheel off. Why are you disrespecting me? You knew I was watching you do that. Well, okay, I don't think my boyfriend's gonna like this too much. He goes, why, who's your boyfriend? I said, oh, he's some other beach police department. He's your boss. So he kindly handed me back my license and said, okay, you have a nice day. Be careful. I got a phone call about 10 minutes later from the ex-boyfriend. He says, you better not do that again.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harris with you. China's Ministry of Railways is buying 80 Canadian-made 236-mile-an-hour high-speed trains. Called Zafiro 380 trains, apart from making China greener, they plan to have these ultra-modern, super-sleek trains try to displace plane trips. The Chinese are investing over $300 billion in high-speed rail through 2020 in hopes that it'll trump the rest of the world's train systems. If we here were to manufacture and start to use high-speed rail alongside airplanes, we'd be creating 1 million new jobs. But at this point, we seem to have fallen behind, and we'll probably have to import all of our high-speed trains if we're going to get into the game. But imagine putting all of our unemployed and laid-off auto workers into the game and putting our American ingenuity in the forefront. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2... That's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough, my man.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping, rated R.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When's the one time you should never say no to a child? Believe it or not, there is one special time when the word no is out of bounds. Here's the developmental science of it. A mom recently explained to me that her little girl loves to read. She loves books, and the mother delighted and added that about once a week the child will ask to go visit a bookstore, and then the mother almost nonchalantly said, we never say no when our child asks for a book. What's the cheap psychological trick? Books and kids, perfect combination. So never say no to a child when they ask for a book. Simply having books around, even if they don't read them, has been shown to increase the love of learning and grades. And if you're strapped for money, well, a library book can work just as well. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, TV time, 46 past the hour on Good Day. Robin Wright, who is the co-star with Kevin Spacey on House of Cards.
Which is so awesome, by the way.
They're working on getting the next season done. And she says she's done unless she gets pay parity with Kevin Spacey, who's making 500 G's an episode. So here is the story behind the story on that.
It's a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, right? The inequality, what women earn 82% of what their male counterparts make, kind of on an average. And you do have to shame and guilt them into it. And I did it on my show recently. I was like, I want to be paid the same as Kevin. Because it was a perfect paradigm, an example to use, because there are very few films or TV shows where the male, the patriarch and the matriarch are equal. And they are in House of Cards. And I was looking at statistics, and Claire Underwood's character was more popular than his for a period of time in a season, so I capitalized on that moment. And I was like, you better pay me or I'm going to go public. And they did.
Aha!
Good for her. Then she went public anyway.
She did. Right.
This is good, though. Women have to start asking for salary. Typically, the disparity comes from women not asking for what they're worth. So this is good news.
So how do we play that? Let's take another television show, The Good Wife, for a couple of different reasons. So Christine Baranski, was she as important to the show as Juliana Margulies' character? The
I never
Good Wife
watched
was
it.
Juliana. Margulies, but Baranski was an important part of it. And now, in fact, there's a spinoff which will feature Baranski. So she'll now make what, probably not, because Juliana Margulies was making about 700 grand an episode.
Right. Even though I would venture to say that if by looks, Christine Baranski is very recognizable, but Juliana Margulies came in with ER under her belt. She had a lot of stuff that she was working on when she went into The Good Wife. So, you know, who knows what the pay will be there, but she is going to reprise her role as her top attorney character, Diane Lockhart, on the spinoff.
Interesting to see what they do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. One of the most engaging things that we had
Allison
on Twitter,
there you go.
Tweet the Aussie Jack Osborne travel show, which is a tour show, apparently.
Aussie has time to travel now that he's not with his wife anymore, so, you know.
Right, but this is, apparently, this is something that fascinates people, because it was all over Twitter yesterday.
Watching Aussie is like watching a car accident. You kind of want to look away, but you can't, and that works for him on TV.
Yeah, totally.